This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Allegations continue over the FBI search of four homes in Mesa and Garfield counties this week. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters and staunch Peters supporter Sharona Bishop were among the homes searched. Bishop told CPR the FBI busted her door open, handcuffed her, and trampled through the home, terrifying her 8 and 10-year-old. The Colorado Attorney General's office disputes that characterization and said the searches were executed professionally and lawfully. Clerk Peters and some of her associates are under a federal investigation over a security breach of Mesa County's voting equipment. Peters admits she allowed an unauthorized person to make copies of the county's Dominion voting machine hard drives, including passwords. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado voters will have a chance to lower the state's income taxes in next year's elections, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Conservatives have collected enough signatures to put a tax cut proposal before Colorado voters next year. The measure would lower the state's income tax rate from 4.55% to 4.41%. That lower percentage could mean shrinking tax collections by about $400 million in one upcoming budget year. Opponents argue that most of the savings would go to wealthier people. Conservative organizer John Caldera says that the measure allows voters to reclaim money after lawmakers funded major new projects by creating new fees that didn't require voter approval.
The people of Colorado keep saying, we want consent before you raise taxes. Yet the legislature keeps ignoring that and flouting it.
Colorado voters approved a smaller income tax cut in 2020. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
RTD is offering a $4,000 hiring bonus to new drivers and mechanics. The Denver area's public transit agency is short more than 200 frontline workers. It needs to staff up before it can add more bus and rail services. Pay starts at about $20 an hour. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.